George Osborne's the king of cotton.
Kyokushin, last two jump outs have been terrific. He gets a chance to run a really good race at his first start today.
What would be your best?
Look, I'd probably say Kyokushin each way will be my tip for the day.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Kyokushin hit the lead. Kyokushin won it by a length.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Did it easy too, Kyokushin. Did it real easy. We took the 750, 340 in the early markets. Paid more on the Giddy Goat at race time, but we were happy just to lock that number in.
Mm.
Great work by George Osborne. He will be sitting at the head table at the end of season gala dinner. When's the Hall of Fame ceremony?
Well, it'll be on Friday. yeah. Could have probably put some time into that. We'll have to refer to the spreadsheet to go through all the facts and figures.
Well, I can give you that. I'll send you a copy. Today, we're racing at Ararat.
We are, and the conditions are as follows. We are looking at fine weather. We're looking at a track condition of a soft 5 with a penetrometer reading currently at 5.88, and the rail is in the true position the entire circuit.
Rightio, that's what's happening at Ararat. Henry Dwyer has got 3 for us today at Ararat. Nice part of the world. Henry, good morning to you.
G'day, Half. G'day, Whitey. How are we going?
We are well, mate. How's your world?
Yeah, all good. Beautiful morning up here this morning. A balmy 13 or 14 degrees and a cloud in the sky. So what you'd expect from Ballarat.
Oh, shirt off sort of stuff up there.
Absolutely. Shorts, weather.
Get the gear off. Now, you've got 3 today, I mentioned. Race 1, number 5, Kasami is your first one. If I was an owner of Kasami, you'd be sitting there going, any danger. 3 starts, 3 seconds. A big spell to freshen up and get ready for this campaign, I imagine. Henry, what's going on with Kasami?
Yeah, she's a nice filly. Now, Mare by Shooting the Wind, we've had a number of sort of immaturity issues with her, so she's taking a bit of time, hasn't been seen for 6 months, as you say. But, yeah, she's run well at all her runs, just running into one better each time. A couple of little gear changes. She's always been a hard-going filly, gets her head in the air. So she's had a nose roll on previously. I didn't think she was doing much, so we took it off and just added a barrier blanket because she's a bit... bouncy in the gates, so hopefully give Johnny a bit of a chop out there. I think she's probably slightly in need of the run. She's had 3 trials, but sort of had a decent blow after each one. She's a big gross sort of mare, so I reckon this will bring her on again. Paddy Payne source, Leah Lay, looks pretty smart. It was pretty good first up in a decent race. The third horse won in Adelaide the other day, and the winners run well again. So, I'd be thinking she'd be running second or third.
Right, okay, race 1, number 5, Kasami. No value the place at the moment, so I might have to look elsewhere. Race 2, number 10, Alu Takra. It maybe is how you pronounce it, not quite sure. So you think filly on debut today. What can you tell us about Alu Takra?
Yeah, Alu Takra, well named. It means so you think in French, I'm led to believe.
Uh-huh.
So quite poignant. She's drawn well. She's got decent gate speed. The 1300 is a good starting point. She's probably going to be a mile sort of filly longer term, I'd say. I quite like her. She's shown us a nice bit of ability in her jump out. She's not the finished product, but it's just a really good kickoff point. Vobis Gold Maiden for a filly like her. She can get a fair chunk of her purchase price back today if she can win. A few scratchings thin out the race a bit. 2 or 3 of the early favourites have come out. So, look, it's just an even level of maiden, I think, and I think she's probably above average. So, look, I think she'd go there and be some sort of chance.
And then you got race 7, number 7, Telekinesis, who's been running for a long, long time. He's been in work for a fair while now. Henry, Telekinesis needs a win.
He can have a spell when he gets a win. He's run a number of seconds and a number of thirds this preparation, as he does. He puts himself on. He's had a bit of bad luck, to be fair, the horse. He got chopped out at the start, about 3 starts in a row there, and ended up back. And he's the sort of horse that needs to be up on pace, sort of rolling along. So hopefully from barrier 3 today, he can get a clean getaway, put himself on pace, and there's only 8 in the field, so that should be right. Ararat firm, it's sort of good to be on pace there. So, look, he's an each-way chance, as he always is, but as we know, just struggles to win a bit.
What are we going
to
do with the dollar, Henry?
I don't mind that filly, the first starter, Alu Takra, so
she'd
be our best for
today. Righto, race 2, number 10, Alu Takra for Henry Dwyer at Ararat today. $11, we're taking it. Boy, it could be something special this last week on the air for us, Henry. Wish you the best, mate. Appreciate your time as always and your help.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Henry Dwyer with us. Race 2, number 10, Alu Takra, $11. This could be very, very good. You might get 2 scallops the way we're going with this sort of stuff. See how he goes there at Ararat. Good luck if you're getting involved. Don't be afraid to just cheer him home for a bit of fun as well. Jimmy Bartel is going to join us after Johnny Bowden gives you the latest because he's the voice of news in this country on RSN 927.